The United Nations General Assembly will convene for a high-level meeting at its New York headquarters next month, and that's when several countries have announced they'll recognize the state of Palestine. But the U.S. State Department has thrown a spanner in the works with the announcement that it will revoke or deny visas of some Palestinian officials, namely those from the Palestinian Authority and the Palestine Liberation Organization. Details were not clear when Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour was asked about the move during his news conference on the war in Gaza.
This statement attributed to the State Department was just released. It was brought to my attention just about half an hour ago. We will see exactly what it means and how it applies to any of our delegation, and we will respond accordingly.
Under the agreement to host the United Nations in New York, the U.S. is not supposed to deny visas for officials going to the General Assembly. But the State Department says it's complying with that by allowing the Palestinian diplomatic mission to attend. It was not immediately clear if Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas would be affected by the new move. Ambassador Mansour says President Abbas was leading the delegation to next month's UN meetings, and he was expected to address the General Assembly, as he has done for many years. During a news conference by the UN Secretary General's spokesperson, Stéphane Dujarric, one reporter asked whether denying a visa to President Abbas violates the UN headquarters agreement.
We are going to discuss this with the State Department. I mean, the headquarters agreement deserves to be read, notably, I think, sections 11 and 12. We obviously hope that this will be resolved. It is important that all member states, permanent observers, be able to be represented, especially, I think, in this case, with the, as we know, the upcoming two-state solution meeting that that France and Saudi Arabia will host at the beginning of the GA.
In a written statement, the State Department said Secretary of State Marco Rubio is denying and revoking the visas because, it says, the Palestinian Authority and the PLO support terrorism and undermine the prospects for peace. It also called on the Palestinian Authority to end what the State Department calls its efforts to secure the unilateral recognition of a conjectural Palestinian state. Israel's foreign minister posted a social media statement thanking the Trump administration for this bold step and for standing by Israel once again. UN spokesperson Dujarric says he hopes this issue will be resolved quickly.
Obviously, we would like to see all diplomats and delegates who are entitled to come here to be able to travel freely.
Whether or not President Abbas and others are able to attend, the General Assembly meeting is bound to be dramatic. Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, and France are set to recognize a Palestinian state at the meeting. In any event, this is not the first time the Trump administration has used visa restrictions to target Palestinians. The State Department has also suspended a program that had allowed injured Palestinian children from Gaza to come to the U.S. for medical treatment. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.